And the reasons, I think, are obvious. They don't like the squabbling, folks. They don't like it. And they're the ones who are long-term supporters, so it's a real issue. Our turnover rate, for example, on the listener support for some stations, 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I repeat.
That's historic. My understanding is we've always had 50% turnover, at least the 10 years I've been involved.
Yeah, but with 50% turnover 10 years ago.
Hello?
Animal. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep...
I'm missing you. Didn't hear what you said.
I was saying that 50% turnover, 10 years ago is different than a turnover with an aging membership because there are no replacements. They're becoming scarcer and scarcer in the turnover rate. I think that's part of what we're experiencing. Did I get through?
Yeah, I heard that. Not sure I understand it, but I heard it.
Well, 10 years ago, with a 50% turnover rate, you had a number of people in their 20s and 30s who could replace, and we could get new people in their 20s and 30s to become listener supporters. Now, with an older listener group, a 50% turnover rate, there's fewer people to come into, sponsorship, because we don't have the young people coming up behind our older listeners. So it's a more serious problem with a 50% turnover rate now. That after that 50%, people drop out. They don't come back because there's no new recruits to take their place. So it's disturbing to me. We need an answer to that. Yeah, 50% is high in this kind of demographic with who our listeners are.
Okay. Marnie, have you gone yet? No, you haven't.
No, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I had wanted to... My point had been about the HR person and whether we can afford it. And given that for the balance of the year, and yes, this is forecast, but the national office forecasts 48,000 positive variants, bottom line, at the moment, there's enough money to hire an HR person today.
And Marnie, I believe that projection does include the hiring of that HR person. In other words, that positive variance incorporated the hiring of such a person, unless I'm not mistaken.
They're budgeted in there.
But I think there have been some other demands on those funds. But
yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, even if the money's budgeted or money's projected in the salary line are already counted for without an HR person, I believe that there is money, and as we've all agreed, it's money well spent, and Lonnie doesn't disagree, there is money here to get on with an HR person.
This is Jane.
Okay. Bonnie, did you want to respond to that, or should I'll
agree that we need an HR person. The only thing we disagree on is that even that 40,000, if WBAI, for example, or KPFT does not produce the revenue, guys, that central service income that I'm projecting can go away.
Right,
but I think what people are saying is that an HR screw-up could cost an order of magnitude more than that.
Well, that's true.
You're dealing with risk no matter which way you go.
Yeah.
This is Sandy. I have a suggestion for this committee. I think this requires study. This is an interesting dilemma. If we take the risk and hire the person, then we're committing the funds. And if the funds don't come in, we have even more serious problems to deal with than we really have been exposed to in the past. I really think this needs further study. I think we need to be able to justify adding an HR person based on potential exposures / savings to the national budget, to the foundation's budget in total. I think we ought to form a working group quickly and then move back to this issue in 6 to 8 weeks' time.
We had Jane who had wanted to speak, then LaVarne, then we'll go back to Lonnie, and I know Patty's still waiting to speak on the prior issue. Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, first, in responding to Marnie's statement, what I'm looking at, the statement that we have from Lonnie, it's from April, which says ending March, but I think it really is ending April. For the national office, I see the annual budget total of $698,000 and the projected annual actual of $786,000, which is $87,560 over budget. So apparently I'm looking at something different from what Marnie looked at, and that's kind of confusing.
No. I was just looking at the bottom line.
The bottom line.
Surplus deficit before depreciation
okay.
projected is $48,000 to the good.
Okay.
That's
right.
What I'm looking at.
I'm just looking at the fact that right now it looks like National Office is over budget and we haven't hired an HR person, and I don't know why we're $87,560 projected over budget for the year, unless we're expecting to. Is that including the salary for that person? And I tend to agree with what Sandy just said, but I don't think we can afford 6 to 8 weeks at all.
Right.
I think that this is something that should be moved on expeditiously. If the PMB has to do anything about it, I think that they should do it in Berkeley next week.
Well, just to let you know, for the PMB to act on this, the only way that's really realistically going to happen, I think, is for this committee to come out of this meeting with a resolution to some effect. The next person is LaVarne.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, if I look at the national office, right, if you look at the total in terms of excess income over expenses, and well, if you compare it to the budget versus line, it's forecast, right, that's about $160,000 more. So certainly there's funding in there for personnel. And, you know, the other thing, you know, I would suggest is just in terms of looking at the national office in terms of the skill sets that are there and, you know, trying to see how you can offset some of those requirements or skill sets. And we, you know, and I wholeheartedly agree. It's we've needed an HR person ever since you left D.C. And you know, and haven't been able to get one on board. We definitely need that. And just want to go back to the point I made earlier about, and Lonnie, thanks for that explanation on donations and listener support.
Yes,
and got the two the same. But again, you know, and the budget, I believe, if I just look at KPFA, I believe the budget was a continuation from the accounting treatment last year, which was to show that anything over $500 was shown as a donation, but it looks like it's been changed this year so that now it looks like all of that goes into listener support rather than going into the donation line. So maybe Marnie and Ken look at that with Lois, and then we can get back
at it
to really determine if that is correct. And if it is correct, I really don't want to see an accounting treatment in the middle of the year. You know, if we want to do that and put everything in listener support, I would support that as a plan for the 06 fiscal year, but I certainly don't support changing that in the middle of the year. And the budget was done to
as
it was previous. Thank you.
Can I just ask LaVarne whether that might not be something that the working group on budget format would take up as part of its considerations?
Oh, absolutely. But I think that the case with KPFA needs to be looked at, you know, within, because we're going toward the end of the year and we really.
I repeat, I have looked into
correctly.
Can we move the agenda?
You will. The next person is you, Lonnie, in response to that, and then we have Patty, and then we need to form a couple of working groups, and then I'm going to ask whether there's a motion on the question of an HR director.
I have a motion.
Okay, so go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to clarify the agenda. You have it, Dave. What's on that agenda?
After we had dealt with financials, which is still nominally what we're doing, we have the question of the LSB input. That we've received, and then the unfinished business, as it was reported in the 510 agenda by Marnie, included a working group report on anti-racism and diversity, on the resolutions relating to variance, working confidentiality agreement, proposal for policy to require fiscal impact statements for PMB resolutions, and a working group on bylaws convention. Now, I don't expect that we'll be able to get to all of that. We also have resolutions coming from KPFK to deal with in new business. So when we get to the end of this, I'd like to ask the group to approve the remainder agenda. But I want to get through this. So if we can just have your comments, we'll go back to Patty's, and then we'll deal with the pending questions of the working groups we need to form on the idea of budget formatting, and the other was there was a question of whether or not we need a working group on the question of the HR expenditure or whether we would consider a motion at this time. But let's get through the stack. That's you, Lonnie, and then Patty, and then we'll go from there.
This is a formidable agenda. And,
we're not going to do it all. But
yeah, we're not going to do it all. So I think that we should at least try to prioritize some of the stuff that we feel we absolutely must get to in this meeting. Because of the pending, prioritize some of this stuff along the lines of what we need as a finance group for the board meeting itself. I think that would be a wise use.
Okay, and we'll do that as soon as we're done with this deck. So, Patty, you're the last person on it.
Oh, is that, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I actually, I think I'll pass now. The WBI thing's long gone. Except for that, the year, actually 2003, we had a July and August fund drive, and they raised together $600,000. One was an emergency. And then last year we had one again in the two of them in the spring, either June and July, July and August, and that only raised $400,000. So, you know, coming on top of 25 days or 76 days and then just waiting a month and then hitting them again for money again, it's just, I really think that someone has to look at why we failed fundraisers for, you know, a few years now. There has been no programming examination at WBAI that was blocked by the local station board. There's been no work done on programming analysis. There's been, there's been no abilities to evaluate management. So, you know, there's no way that we're going to get anywhere at WBAI until the local station board does its job of the programming analysis, you know, using the programming committee to manage and see how the programming of people. We've just lost another fantastic broadcaster, was thrown out, and so, you know, which is also going to impact our finances. So, you know, just closing an eye to the facts that these are radio stations that need attention, and they're just, you know, not worrying about how the people, we have to think of the donors as well as the workers. And I think that's been the big problem in this foundation, is that it's still the cash cow example, and that's just not working anymore, especially after the struggle that we all had to democratize it. And so, you know, I just, if this keeps coming up, I hope then, you know, I know the National Finance Committee, I know the National Board is sick of hearing about WBAI, but WBAI is the only station that didn't increase its paying the national office more money. So, you know, the rest of the stations are, the national office is indebted to them more, that WBAI didn't pay extra. So, you know, someone else in the audit can explain that a little better than me. But, you know, so we have to examine, like, is there money being paid for WBAI from the other stations? Because we've really not seen those inter-unit transfer listed in a proper fashion either. So, you know, I hope that someone can answer that or, you know, get into that a little bit, that can really understand those audits better than I.
I want to wrap this up by doing two things. The first is we talked about forming a working group on the budget format, and I heard some volunteers. And the second was that Casey says that she had a motion on the question of the HR director that could be brought to the board. And then after we've done those things, then we want to consider what else we will deal with on this call. The working group first. Is there any disagreement with the desirability of forming such a group? Okay, hearing none, then we'll go ahead and do it. Who would like to be the convener of that group?
Which one?
The working group on the budget format, the idea that Baruti suggested that we need to deal with that. I know Marnie's raised that issue as well. Who's willing to take responsibility for convening that group?
I'm happy to do it if no one else will. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think Marnie said she would also. Was that you, Marnie?
actually, I was going to say I would like Lonnie to, but if he Lonnie
okay.
wouldn't. But thanks,
Lonnie's pretty busy lately, and while I'm happy to delegate that to him, I'm suspecting that it would be easier for him if somebody else would take it, the responsibility, and let him act as a participant. Is that true, Lonnie?
Yeah, that is so true. You've got one person sitting in the national office now. So.
Right. So is there anybody from this committee who'd be willing to take that on?
I second Casey.
I think all the treasurers should be involved.
Of course, but somebody has to be the bulldog who makes the meeting happen. Otherwise,
I'll do it.
Okay, Casey will do that. Okay, who would like to be part of the committee?
Aruti.
Jane.
Bonnie here. Sandy.
That sounds like our treasurers.
Got it.
Okay. So can you post to the full finance committee list, and if anybody else, like Mark or somebody who's not on the call, wants to join, Teresa, they're welcome, but that'll be the core group. Okay, so the next thing is, Casey, you said you had a motion to present, put forth. What is it?
And you'll tell me if this is, you know, amended as you like. Move that the National Finance Committee recommend that the PNB direct Pacifica Management to hire a human resources director no later than July 1st, 2005.
The only thing that I would say on that is that you can't exactly control the date by which the hire is made. We could
make an offer to hire, or you could... My worry is that if you say begin the process could go a year, you know?
Okay. Well, is there... I have a question whether in committees a second is required, but do people want to debate that motion?
I would second it if it's needed.
Okay,
I have
go
a
ahead.
Comment.
Okay, so let's, any discussion on the
yes,
point?
Yes, I have discussion.
Go ahead.
I feel it's micromanagement. Much as I like, and Lonnie knows, and you all do, how much I support this, I don't think we have any business asking him to do it. I think it's appropriate for them to do it. I don't think we need to micromanage and give resolutions on things that should be done in the normal course of managing an organization.
This is Patty.
Go ahead, Patty.
Okay, well, if we're not going to tell them what to do, this is micromanagement, and we're into the fiscal year 7 or 8 months and it hasn't been done, and we're looking at lawsuits in at least one station at the moment. I'm asking, what do then we do with management that doesn't do their job?
Oh.
That may be a question, wouldn't it be? This is, you know, okay, we don't micromanage, but we don't do anything either, and we're looking at problems. So let's just, you know, when does it stop? When are we going to do our job? The job is
Stack.
Either getting the job done or getting management that does the job. And I don't understand why this is always an issue.
Oh, let me respond as a manager is not doing his job.
Go ahead, Lonnie, and then Sandy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you mentioned that you don't understand what the rationale was. I gave you the rationale that it wasn't affordable and that the transition plan included the HR person, and that did not happen because somebody didn't do their job. Now, if we start talking about who is and is not doing their job, we'll spend a lot of time on this call. I think that everyone has to do their job. The board has to do its job. Staff have to do their job. It arms about who isn't and who isn't doing their job, but I don't see that as particularly useful. Now, what I do have is a concrete proposal. I think July 1st is too soon. I would amend it to say that we have an offer by August 15th, and I think that it should be in the context of our budget. I don't think we should decide to hire people and ignore the budget.
This is Patty again, too.
Now, let me finish.
I know. Just putting my name on the stack.
I think that it's a question of hire a trainer. You have to do it in the context of a budget. So I would want to submit it of a change, just as we would do any other item, and not.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat, Alana? You cut out right at the keyboard.
I guess my amendment would be have a hire letter out by August 15th. And be presented in the context of a budget change.
When you say be presented, you mean presented to?
We'll put it in the Finance Committee so that we can clearly see the fiscal impact.
So you're suggesting that basically prior to the giving the hire, that the Finance Committee would review its impact on the finances?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it is important to start to practice. No motion should be placed before this board without being clear of the fiscal, be clear on what the fiscal impact is. I think that's
right.
Why I brought up the fiscal impact statement. It's crucial. We pass motions and do not look back at what the fiscal impact is. That is irresponsible. Cannot do that. So I welcome the HR thing. I think we need HR person too. But I also think that it's very important for anybody or group or committee to be clear on the fiscal impact of any decision they recommend. That is responsible. That doesn't mean we don't do it. It just means that you have to do both.
Casey,
Sandy,
I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, we had Sandy, Patty, Casey.
I so agree with what Lonnie just said. Further, Lonnie, you stated that this is not affordable, and I understood the reasoning. I think that we're gambling, and I think it's a foolish gamble at this point. Would you be willing to, or could you, quantify when it would become affordable? In other words, what sequence of events have to happen financially for you to feel comfortable in us making this move to hire an HR person?
Yeah, I think that we can do a working group on HR and get through this stuff in a way that, you know, everybody understands, you know, exactly, you know, what the risks are. So I think that a working group is a good idea rather than just, you know, have a working group get together quickly and have an informed motion go to the PNB.
Why do we need a motion, Lonnie?
Yeah, I don't think we need one either. I agree with you. Well,
I move to table.
All right, there's a motion to table. It's not debatable. Go ahead and call the roll on the motion to table. Until when?
I just think until the working group can convene.
Until the working group convenes and we draw a timeline for the working group's analysis.
Okay, hi, Teresa. Okay, can you call the roll? Teresa, we're voting now on Sandy's motion to table a resolution that Casey put forth asking that the National Board instruct management to hire an HR person not later than July 1st. Lonnie had suggested amending that to make it be August 15th with a check on it prior to doing it on the state of the budget at that moment. Sandy's made a motion to table, and Casey's going to call the roll on that motion to table.
Okay. Adelson?
No.
Bediako? Rudy?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Heffley?
No.
Allen?
Can I wait?
Of course.
Come back to me.
McFaul is no. Tattersall? Marnie?
Yeah. Well, if a working group is an option, we can do that. So what does a yes and a no mean? I'm sorry.
A yes means you're voting to table. Implicit in it is the
idea
that we would...
Yes, I vote to table. Yes, okay. I vote to table. I think there's another way around this.
Gatewood?
Yes.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams?
No.
Hicks?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Bediak?
Yes.
Allen?
No.
No?
I say no.
Okay, so it sounds to me like that's 5-5?
5-5.
Okay, so the motion fails. All right, so going on, the...
Are you going to continue with the stack?
Yeah, the next person is Patty.
Patty. All right, can I get this straight? It's in the budget, 05 budget, to hire this person, right? That would have been January 1st.
It's not in the...
Pardon?
Not in the budget.
It was in the 05 budget to hire HR person? Wasn't that true, but not a program, national program director? Am I confused?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Okay, it was in the budget. It's not there because there's no money. Can you tell me, Lonnie, in the whole national office that there's no unbudgeted expenses that add up to that? That we have budgeted things that we couldn't afford, but we spent money on other things? I mean, I know the mail drops cost a lot of money. I know that there are other expenses that have gone through the national office that were unbudgeted. So I'm confused. If there are no other unbudgeted expenses that were spent in the national office, and I don't know, I'm not in front of my spreadsheet to examine that, but we don't have money for something that we budgeted last year and we desperately need it, then I'm just a little confused about why there's no money. And if there's other unbudgeted things that have been spent, then why was that done and not this person hired? So at this point, I say we have to get this person in there, and there will be money. There, it seems the money shows up for whatever it is that we want when we want it, and I think we should want an HR director considering, and everybody knows in their own stations, the seriousness of not having one. There's been suspensions. There's claims. They're public record all over the place now, and we could have maybe saved these problems with having somebody that goes into the stations and makes sure things are working properly. So anybody that doesn't vote to have an HR director because we can't afford it, I hope you've looked at the national office budget to make sure that we haven't spent any money on things that we didn't plan on this year.
Okay, next person's Casey.
Might as well put me on the stack.
This is Jane. I'd like to put on the stack.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that this is not the general debate, but a debate to getting us to a resolution on a motion. So I've got Casey, then Lonnie, then Jane. And I'd like to time bind this, so please try and keep
it. Dave LaVarn, please.
Okay, here. Casey, Lonnie, Jane, and LaVarn.
I'd just kind of like to speak to the group as an executive director of an organization of a similar size to the question of micromanagement, and to say that when my board says to me, we would like you to hire this type of person, and they put it in the form of a resolution, I appreciate that. It protects me when I make those decisions so that I can come back and say, I followed your directive. This was the direction the board wanted me to go. We looked at the budget. It was budgeted. Those types of things are the things I'm looking for. That is not micromanagement. Micromanagement is if the board comes in and says, I don't like the way you're talking to people. I don't like the way you have your room set up. I don't want you to put memos out in this way. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a general direction of this organization and protecting it from liability. That's the job of a board, and I would be very upset with my board if they weren't doing those kinds of things.
Lonnie.
Let me address two issues, and the issue is, why did we hire the HR person and the role of the board? First is that we didn't hire the HR director because we couldn't afford it, because we were operating from the proviso, as all stations are, and the board is very clear that the national office, as well as the stations, have to have 1 month reserve. But 1 month reserve requires a waiver to have it not be in effect. So we didn't.
Were we going to say about moving the pool?
It was easier not to hire a person, pay off a person. So that's the first question. The answer is very simple. We have a one-month proviso like the stations do, and that is required, and we have to fulfill it like everyone else. In fact, this committee made that clear. The second point I'd like to make is understanding how the finances office worked. Very precarious financial structure in the national office. It is very easy to see why. We have to wait 1 to 2 to 3 months to get paid by stations that are doing drives. That means we are cash floating 3 months of operating expenses out of the national office. Let me repeat, but this is something that's not well understood, that our budget is based on receiving after the fact funds from drives of 5 stations. We are floating all of that money because the stations take 2 or 3 months to get paid too. That means that in order for this national office to function, we're fronting cash paying bills before we actually receive any money from the station. That's 3 months. That's 3 months in which we're paying all of the bills without the income from the stations, who are in turn waiting for that income to come from listeners and pledges. So that puts this national office in an extremely precarious financial situation every year on a daily basis. And that is why you have to, in the national office, be super careful about putting out money before you get it. One of those stations has a bad drive, which they do, then your income goes down and your float goes up, what we call the float. So, just to be clear, I have monthly expenditures for which I have to find cash, that is, raise money. Patty, I have to go out and actually raise money for these mail drops because I'm not getting paid by stations who are waiting in turn to get paid. So, but I'm still paying the bills in advance, 3 months' worth. So it's a very precarious situation to be in. So I am very reluctant to spend money in a precarious situation like that. Well, I have to essentially have 2 or 3 months out there coming in just because I don't know if the stations will have the drive monies they think they're going to have. So that all said, is there disagreement over whether or not we need an HR person? Absolutely not. Of course we do. Can we hire an HR person? My answer is clear, yes. August 15th, with one proviso, that it's we see the clear fiscal impact. That's all I'm saying. That seems reasonable to me.
Okay. Does to me, too, as an editorial
like
comment. But we've got next Jane LaVarne. Who said I'd like to get on just now?
Marnie.
And then let's try and bring the sucker in for a landing. Jane.
Okay. I really like the idea of understanding the financial impact. And on that note, I'm going to ask for an explanation. And if it's going to take too long at this meeting, then perhaps we can just get a time frame for understanding it. Right now, the gross salaries line for national offices includes a budget just shy of $700,000 for the year. And so my first question is, does that include the funding beginning January for the HR person like we thought? Okay, that's part A. And part B is the projected actual expenditures for gross salaries for national office is 87,560, higher than that. It's 786. So right now you're projecting 87,000 over budget, and our understanding...
Jane, could you speak louder? I'm really struggling to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, is this better?
Much better.
Okay, so my part A is, does the budgeted $700,000 include the HR person beginning January, as has been suggested here today? And part B is the projected actual being $87,000 over that. Perhaps an explanation about that. And I realize this could be lengthy, so I don't personally feel that I need to hear the answer to this, but I think that in terms of Lonnie's suggestion that we understand the fiscal implications, I think that if we could understand it in the context of those two questions, it would be enough for me. I don't need to look at the whole budget if I could just understand it in those two. And then lastly, just in the spirit of cordiality, I would like to... offer an amendment to the motion on the table to have it the date change from July 1st to August 15th in respect for the information that Lonnie suggested, which is that is a more realistic time frame.
Just so people understand what I'm doing, I'm going around to hear all the suggestions for amending it, and then I figure we'll amend it all at once. So in my mind, that suggested amendment's already on the table.
Thank you.
But Lonnie, did you want to respond quickly to her first question, the clarifying comment? Is that something you can clarify for us quickly and easily? Lonnie?
Hear me?
Can now, yes.
Okay, great. Well, the quick answer is no. The HR person was not in the budget. They were taken out in order to balance the budget to get to the 1 month, postpone the hire.
Wait, when you say that, that's not my understanding. When did that happen? By whom?
That happened when We were originally going to plan to hire the HR person in January, and it became clear that we couldn't do that without it would unbalance the budget. It's already looking unbalanced. So we postponed the hire, and we reforecast the expenses.
Excuse me, please. That is really disrespectful, even if you disagree with what's being said. You know, we'll never get through our differences if we
I just ate something. I'm sorry.
Lonnie, just to say, the board did approve it. If it did get changed, it got changed by folks in the national office, and my understanding is that I never cast a vote again on that question.
Well, the issue of postponing a hire, I keep saying the same thing over and over again, just around the board proviso that each unit have 1 month.
So you took that proviso to be basically the authority on which the national office made those changes.
Yeah, and every station is also has the same proviso. They have to balance their budgets.
Okay, I think I understand.
Was the budget changed?
No, what Lonnie, I believe, is saying is that based on that proviso, they made mid-year adjustments, or they made adjustments during the year and opted not to make the hire that was approved in the budget process on that basis. That's what I'm hearing. Is that
That's correct, and that's something we've been doing for 2 years. When a station,
okay,
for example,
I think it's clear. So at least now we're clear on what the different people, when we're saying different things, we're meaning different things. Whether or not what that means is one thing, but I think we're clear at least now on the difference.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with understanding what happened, Jane?
I have more information now, and I think that if anything to be looked at in more depth in terms of understanding the financial implications, I think that we would probably want to get in a little bit more into the Part B of my question, which is what makes up the $786,000. But I think that for today's meeting, I think it's enough.
Could you please, Jane, send an email to Casey, and I would like to follow that up because it's something LaVarne had raised on an early call, and maybe we can put that on our next meeting to follow in more detail, or if we form a working group, they can deal with that and report that out.
I prefer just dealing with it on the working group.
Okay. Well, I want a notation of it somewhere because we all get so busy. Casey, can you note that question of Jane's?
Why don't we form a working group?
Yeah. We'll do that as soon as we finish this.
And I'd be glad to send out the note that the working group that looking into the financial impact should also look at that.
Actually, would you be willing to take on convening such a group, Jane?
I really wish I could. I really wish I could.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's hard, and we, as we do more and more of this, it gets tougher and tougher.
I mean, it really depends upon the availability of other people. I'd be glad to sit down and talk to Lonnie about it. If other people are going
to... Being the convener just means you're going to take responsibility for sending a notice out to people, finding when they're available, and calling the meeting. It doesn't, and putting out a preliminary agenda. It's nothing beyond that.
And this is strictly to look at this question that might come up at next week's PMB meeting?
Well,
is that right?
I think realistically, what I think is going to happen is we either will or will not pass a motion today. That working group will be able to do whatever it can do in the next week. But what's likely to happen if we move on this is that we'll ask for that report. It'll come to the Finance Committee, and that will be part of the oversight or the check back that Lonnie is suggesting be incorporated into this motion.
Okay.
We can only do what we can do as human beings who have busy lives.
I mean, I really don't. I don't know what all the implications are. I would be glad to try to clarify it in my mind.
I'll work with it, Jane.
Okay. Well, then let us get to the end of this motion, and then we'll call the working group together. We'll have a clearer idea of what they have to do after we get through this motion. I have LaVarne and Marnie left on the stack, and then I'd like to amend the thing and go to a vote. LaVarne?
Dave, just trying to, looking at the national office and talking about budgets and what was on budgets. Well, you know, I know that the decision was made to pay bonuses that were not in the budget, that were made out of national office, and also it went down to the stations because bonuses were paid to people in the station, and that was paid out of the station budget, but that was not budgeted. So I just have a question, Lonnie. How many hires have you made into the national office in 05, and and were those in the budget? And just trying to do, because I'm just trying to look at skill sets. Because
right now, LaVarne, I'm just concerned about this as discussion on this motion.
I definitely support the motion, and the date, you know, I know it's difficult in terms of the date, but I just don't want to put out a date like that far out, and I think maybe somewhere between the July 1st and August 15th. Time out for the holidays and make it maybe 3 weeks or 2 weeks after the holidays, make it like the 21st of July or something, whatever that date. But I definitely think it belongs in there, and I really support and appreciate the information that Case is giving in terms of how to conduct board and foundation business in a professional way. Thank you.
Marnie?
I'll pass.
Okay. In that case, so we've heard now three suggestions. We've got the original proposal, which is July 1st. We've got Lonnie's amendment, which suggests August 15th, and a check back on the feasibility at that time prior to offering the letter of hire. And LaVarne just made a suggestion of an intermediate date without specifying it. So if we're doing formal Roberts rules, we'd consider them in reverse order. But can we come to an agreement? Like, Lonnie, do you think that we could, that August 1st would be feasible to address LaVarne's concern of it being a little closer in?
I'm opposed to the motion. I think the working group ought to just make the recommendation. We ought to agree to try to get it done. I don't think that the motion is appropriate. I think that we ought to do is have an agreement. I'll take August 1st if that gets us through this process on this call faster.
Okay. Does anybody else
what
have...
What does that mean?
It means that he's going to vote no on the motion, but if the motion passes, he's okay with August. If there's going to be a motion, then August 1st is something he can live with. That's my understanding. Is that right, Lonnie?
I want to move the agenda. I think there are other really important issues that I'd like
okay.
to...
Is there any objection to making an August 1st date as the text of the motion? Okay,
Can I make a substitute motion?
Well, go ahead.
I don't know if I'm wording this right, but I would like to make a substitute motion that this committee ask the working group to provide a position paper to the board, and you know that would and that we simply express a sentiment, but that it would go along with whatever position paper the working group presents, so they can go together. So whatever additional work is done between now and the PMB meeting, that this resolution that we want to adopt would simply be in the context of that working group's position paper.
I don't fully understand the form of the motion you're making.
Okay.
It sounds a little bit similar to tabling until we hear from the working group. Could you maybe shape it, take another crack at it?
Can somebody read the motion as it is now and then?
The motion that was originally proposed is that the Finance Committee would ask that the board essentially mandate hiring of an HR director by July 1st, and the proposal on the table is to extend that somewhat. Is that correct, Casey?
That's correct. We don't have a definite time that it's extended to. Did we not change it to August 1st?
We haven't agreed on anything yet. I'm just, we're still in trying to bring the turkey in for a landing. But that's what we've talked about. Yes, August 1st. So what is your, I'm not clear on what you want us to do now.
I just want to move the agenda, so I'm going to shut up.
I'm sorry?
I apologize. I can't think. I really do think we need to move the agenda. I think that there's nothing I can say to make that happen any sooner, so I'm going to just shut up.
Okay. All right. So then we're back to the issue of the date. What do people want to do? Is August 1st acceptable to people?
I object, but I won't. I still like it earlier, but I'm not going to stop any.
Okay, and in the interest of time, I think, Casey, is it all right if we consider now the motion that the board mandate the hiring of an HR director by August 1st, and then the proviso, the amendment that Lonnie suggested, suggests that...
Hey, somebody, you went away, Dave.
Hello?
Hello? Lost someone?
Yeah. Dave, are you there?
This is Teresa. I'm on.
I think we lost Dave.
Oh, good.
Dave.
Teresa's on.
I think we lost Dave.
I think we lost Dave. Wait a second.
This is LaVarne. I'll just make a point that, you know, when this motion resolution goes to the board, to the full board, the full board can actually change the date to an earlier date if that's what we choose to do.
Yes. That's a recommendation.
I just got cut off. I have no idea.
Good point.
Okay, sorry about that. So is there any objection to the amendment that there would be a financial analysis, revisit the financial impact immediately prior to offering the hire letter?
Yeah.
I object.
You object. Okay, then let's vote that amendment first. Okay, so the amendment would be that there be a financial impact analysis prior to the final offering, tendering the letter of hire. Can you call the roll on that, Casey?
Yes. Adelson?
Yes.
Fediaco?
Yes.
Nestle?
No.
McFaul, yes. Pattersall?
Abstain.
Gatewood?
Yes.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams?
I abstain.
Hicks?
Yes.
And Allen?
Yes.
Okay, so that carries.
Is Roberts online?
No, he's not.
Don't hear him. So the motion now is, that, as I understand it, the Finance Committee recommend that the National Board mandate the hiring of an HR director with an offer of hire letter by not later than August 1st, but the financial impact shall be with the financial impact reviewed, and I'm going to put in there by the National Finance Committee prior to the hire. Okay? So can you call the roll? Did somebody just join the call? Is that you, Mark?
I don't think anybody joined.
Okay, I thought I heard beeping. Okay, can you read the roll?
Yes. Adelson?
Yes.
Fediaco?
Yes.
Arudi?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Heffley? Got it. Patty? Allen?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Pattersall? Marnie?
Abstain.
Gatewood?
Yes.
Weinman?
In the words of Richard Nixon, no lemming, no.
Williams?
Yes.
Hicks? Lonnie?
Yes.
Coming back, got you, yes.
All right.
And coming back to Patty?
Oh, yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
And as a point of personal privilege, I'd just like to go on record as saying that I too, am not a lemming. Okay, so then now
but your cocker spaniel is, yes.
So we've got to form that working group that will basically do that analysis. Jane, you were expressing reticence about being able to get that together. Can I get a volunteer?
No, I'll do it. It's all right.
Okay, you'll do it. You'll convene it. And, you know, rather than, if you just put out to the Finance Committee list an invitation, same thing, we can see who'd like to join it. Who would like to be on it?
Teresa. I will help with that.
Okay. Anybody
Marnie
else?
Marnie wants to be on.
Marnie. Are you getting this, Casey?
Yeah. I'm sorry, though. I thought that was Marnie that said she would do it. Was that you, Jane?
That was Jane.
Okay. Sorry.
So we have Marnie, Teresa. Who else? Lonnie. Definitely. Right, Lonnie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Is there any way that we can meet personally together this weekend in Berkeley?
It's next weekend.
Next weekend?
I'd like to do it on the phone if I could.
Okay.
All right, so those are the volunteers we have so far, and if other people would like to join, if Jane will send that out to the list, they can join at that time. All right, now we've got...
I'm sorry, Dave, could you please repeat the four people who are on this committee?
Lonnie, Marnie, and yourself, and Jane.
Okay.
To date, that may get added to. So now we have to consider what we do on the rest of this call. Thank you for being willing to delay that until I was able to get to my desk. The items that we delayed this meeting for was to take the LSD input. Lonnie alluded to other issues he thinks are urgent, and the prior postponed items include working group report on anti-racism and diversity resolution, the resolution's report relating to the reporting of variances, confidentiality agreements, fiscal impact statements, and bylaws convention costs. Additionally, there was a motion that I wanted considered that said that to resolve some of the conflicts around these mail drops possibly going to people and competing with stations for revenues, that we have a checkbox on the thing so that we can at least track for the time being whether people are listeners and or subscribers to a Pacifica station. Then there was a new business of KPFK's resolutions. Lonnie, could you tell us, when you said you think there are other urgent items that need to be dealt with on this call, what are you referring to?
Yeah, I think that we ought to prioritize the agenda for this meeting and identify items, at least I'd like to identify items that I consider urgent. The ones that I would consider urgent are ones related to this board meeting coming up. I think it's essential that we as a finance committee take the input from the LSBs and be prepared to give the board some sense of what people at the LSB level think is urgent and important in financial priorities. So I suggest that's our next agenda item. I think that the second item on my list would be the financial impact statement. We have two years, I've been saying that it's essential for especially a finance committee to insist that any motion have a financial impact statement be attached to it. Most other organizations do it. We don't. And I think that we have to face up to, and these are precarious fiscal times. We need to know where every penny is going to go and the implications for every motion that we recommend to the full board. So that would be my number two. I think the bylaw convention, even if we do nothing more than get a working committee going, is important to start that process. No one else is picking up that cudgel. I think that we need to put it on the discussion list for the PNB to alert people to the need to start to think about it and what its financial costs might be. That would be my number three. I think the anti-racism is my number four, and I'll stop there.
Okay. I'd like to just comment that the Governance Committee does have a working group that's dealing with the Bylaws Convention. It's headed by Lydia Brazon, and I think they're thrashing out some of their ideas. It might be good to have Lydia liaise with somebody from this committee, maybe not a full working group, but just to be in contact and... I think that possibly the working group that's looking at the budget feasibility for the HR director might be generalized to just consider other items as they get raised. But I think that we don't need to do that at this moment.
I think we get that liaison identified. That's good enough work.
Okay. For the rest of it, I think I agree that the LSB input's the most important thing, and I don't think we should go much beyond that. So if people are okay with that, I think we should. You had said also the fiscal impact, and what was the other one?
Well, we still have not finished a charge we were given some time ago around anti-racism and the race and nationality.
Didn't that working group present a report? Mike Martin presented something from it at the last meeting.
We did present a report, and I believe what happened was that the PNB came back and said that was what we reported on was not what we were charged to do, or something like that.
This is Teresa. May I speak to that?
Please.
The Finance Committee, as I understand it, reported some sort of feasibility, and they said that we did not have the money to fund the two halftime coordinators. I stood up and said that I would like to see the minutes from the January PNB meeting, because we did not pass a resolution that we would necessarily finance two halftime coordinators. And do we have the minutes from the January meeting yet?
I believe we've gotten something on that. Lonnie, do you know what the status is?
We do have the full transcript, so.
Has that been sent to the PNB members?
The transcripts and minutes are different. Do we have minutes?
Yeah, we have the transcript. I think that the minutes are being done. I know, Teresa, you asked about that before. What I can say is Leilani is teasing out the minutes right now as we speak. You can call and she will deliver.
So do you have any idea when we will be able to see the minutes from the January meeting?
I'm saying Leilani is finishing that up, so give her a call if you can directly.
Dave, this is LaVarne.
Thank you.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
I think that you'd made the point earlier before we move forward on a liaison between the governance committee and your group looking at race and nationality. I would like to do that. Is there any objection?
No, bylaws. I was talking about bylaws.
Oh, bylaws. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about...
Okay. But we're right now dealing with agenda. So let us deal with the LSB input. Let us deal with the working group report on anti-racism and diversity, and then
impact.
The liaisons, let's say, for, because I think we should have similarly a liaison for this committee for the people who are doing the race and nationality resolution.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a good thing to form. So if we can deal with the working group / liaison questions for bylaws and race and nationality after we deal with
Well, this is Teresa. I offer to be the liaison on the anti-racism and diversity issue.
Great. But I'm just saying we'll do the LSB input, that issue of working groups and liaisons for bylaws and race and nationality, and then if we have time, we can deal with the fiscal impact statement. And that's I don't think we should go past 6 p.m. So 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I'd have to leave it. But can I, Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm.
I just suggest that a simple motion on the fiscal impact right out of the way right now.
No, I don't want to just do that because it'll turn into a discussion. If people want to put that up in the agenda that I'm proposing for the rest of the way, we can make that change. But
Dave, this is
Shane.
Nothing ever happens quickly.
I
have to go
offline. All right, let's do LSB first. I concede.
I have to go offline for about 20 minutes. This is Jane.
Okay. Jane, do you have time before you go to then just give us what you've got from your LSB? Do you want to do that when you get back?
No, I don't mind, because we do not have enough information from our GM at this point to provide a list of funded versus unfunded. Lonnie already mentioned some of the issues about our office space. I did address that in my written report to you guys. It's my understanding that if we do extend our lease, that it will be at a higher rate, because we have what's perceived to be a below market rent for that market right now. Who knows? Who knows what would happen? But we have talked about a short term or longer term extension, and we are basically pressing our real estate agent to find us a place where we can get a better space with better parking, and we won't pay any more than we do now. But whether that will happen or not, that's our dream. So
Okay, great. Well, we'll look forward to getting you back when you can get back on.